Vaccines are very safe. If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, an error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself.
Please listen to me carefully. Millions of people have already had their lives ruined, and many of them have died because of the information I'm about to lay out. And still, millions more are facing that same fate. This information that I'm about to lay out that has just broken and is directly from the UN department running the operation admits that they are knowingly forcing vaccines worldwide when they are killing and maiming people en masse, when they are untested, unproven, and known to be dangerous, and that the majority of doctors know they're dangerous and are about to go public. What you're about to witness is the beginning of them going public. They know what they're saying here, and they're saying it because they know nothing can stop this information coming out now, and it's far worse than they even say. You're about to see the head scientist at the World Health Organization admit that vaccines are killing people and that there's a cover-up. Then we're going to show you the directors of all the major programs at the UN admitting that the front line of doctors is wobbly and they don't think they're safe because they see what's happening, that people are being hurt and that they've been covering it up, and that there's a global crisis in confidence in vaccines because they've done it. So they need to start testing and find out if they're safe. Safe, effective, tested? None of that's true. It's being done by design. So I'll tell you the rest of the story after we play these clips.
We really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are, but in most cases there's some obfuscation at that level.
The first accusation is it is the adjuvant, and yet without adjuvants we are not going to have the next generation of vaccines. And many of the vaccines that we do have, ranging from tetanus through to HPV, require adjuvants in order for them to work. I give courses every year on how do you develop vaccines, how do you make vaccines, and the first lesson is, while you're making your vaccine, if you can avoid using an adjuvant, please do so.
It seems to me they multiply the reactogenicity in many instances. And therefore, it seems to me that it is not unexpected if they multiply the incidence of adverse reactions that are associated with the antigen, but may not have been detected through lack of statistical power in the original study.
The major health concern which we are seeing are accusations of long-term effects.
And again, as you mentioned, pre-licensure clinical trials may not be powered enough. It's also the subject population that you administer the adjuvant to, because we've seen data presented to us where an adjuvant, a particular adjuvant added to a vaccine antigen, did really nothing when administered to a certain population, and it's usually the elderly, you know, compared to administering the same formulation to younger age strata. So these are things which need to be considered as well and further complicate safety and effectiveness evaluation of adjuvants combined with vaccine antigens.
Where at 6 weeks, 10 weeks, 14 weeks, a child is being given different antigens from different companies, and these vaccines have different adjuvants, different preservatives, and so on. Something crosses my mind. Is there a possibility of these adjuvants, preservatives, cross-reacting amongst themselves? Have there ever been a study on the possibility of cross-reactions from the panel members that you can share the experience with us?
We have a very wobbly health professional frontline that is starting to question vaccines and the safety of vaccines. When the frontline professionals are starting to question, or they don't feel like they have enough confidence about the safety to stand up to it to the person asking them the questions. I mean, most medical school curriculums, even nursing curriculums, I mean, in medical school, you're lucky if you have a half day on vaccines.
What you just saw is only a small sampling of the historic meeting where the UN convened an emergency summit in Switzerland with their top scientists to try to figure out what's happening and how to respond to the public's awakening to what's happening. And then, of course, Big Pharma, with its horrible history of corruption, is given liability protection for the damage caused by the vaccines, and they go on the news and tell us, vaccines never hurt anybody. It's a conspiracy theory. Arrest everybody that criticizes it. Take their children away from them. I've had hundreds of scientists on, medical doctors, you name it, exposing all of this over the years. So we're not learning anything new here, but it's the UN admitting that there's a loss of confidence globally by the medical community and that there's been a cover-up and they don't know what to do. They say they haven't studied, but they have. Big Pharma uses the UN and other governments as the enforcers of this, but as you heard the UN say, they've never done a study, and they don't have a study on the effects of adjuvants, but they clearly see what they're doing, and top scientists say you shouldn't even use adjuvants. We know they're causing autoimmune responses. We know they're causing autoimmune diseases. He uses fancy terms for allergic responses and autoimmune disease, but that's what he's saying, but not in words that you know or that I know in general that will scare us. So they're up there talking in code because they're there trying to cover their ass, but those that are really guilty are Big Pharma because the adjuvants are only one part of this. When you have a live anthrax vaccine, and they say, well, it's genetically engineered to be not as harmful, and then it kills a bunch of people that are administered it. That's what happened. Or you have the new approved Ebola vaccine. That's live Ebola, but it's been genetically engineered, they say, to not harm you. Should we go over all the problems there or what Trojan horses have been loaded in on purpose or by accident? It just goes on and on from there. So vaccines, we think of just learning immunity to something. That's a real technology. It has risk, but it's done a lot of amazing things. We're talking about all these other sciences rolled in to vaccines, genetic engineering, you name it, being put into us via these vaccines that Big Pharma is testing us like guinea pigs with, and we see the response. Massive deaths, massive neurological problems, incredible levels of cancer increases, and the inserts admit that. But there is a sickening silver lining to this giant black cloud of evil. And that's that the damage and the death and the carnage is so huge from vaccines and vaccine-related technologies that they can't cover it up anymore, and people are pissed, and they know what's going on, and the dam is breaking. Dr. Wakefield did those studies more than 20 years ago, proving that antibodies from the MMR shot were in the intestines of these autistic children. Since then, a whole bunch of other studies have been done confirming his research, but the media targeted him and said that he was a fraud when he was never proven to be a fraud, and those that made up the fraud have since been exposed. But that's what they do to trailblazers that try to warn the people. The big takeaway here is, back in the mid-80s, the United States passed a multi-billion dollar act to put billions of dollars a year into a secret fund to pay people who are damaged by vaccines. But they believe that only about 1% of those damaged even know about the fund and ever get to the fund through the reporting agency and then jump through the hoops to get the aid they need. Think about that. They set up giant vaccine damage funds that operate in secret, but they tell you they're safe and effective and that it's a conspiracy that anybody ever got hurt. And the very same UN head scientist puts out a video last year saying vaccines are totally safe and effective, never hurt anybody, but then she's in a meeting with her colleagues admitting they've covered everything up. This is scandal beyond scandal. This is all of our lives we're talking about. And only you can make sure the story gets out and is forced to break worldwide and really bring down this giant hoax that is medical tyranny through Big Pharma being given total liability protection to operate however they want and do whatever they want, a recipe for absolute medical Armageddon.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
Let's go ahead and go to Bikini Truther in Nevada. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I do want to say one thing about Dr. Jones Naturals, if I could. I know it's off topic, but it's super important to me.
Sure.
During COVID, I went there and I got the facial serum. It's called Super Silver Facial Serum. And I'm telling you that it's changed my life. My son started taking it. His acne went away. And it's really good for underneath the face cream that I put on every day. And so I know that you need support, and that's one item that, so that we can stay out of World War III to keep on air, is for people to go there and get stuff.
Absolutely. This is a patented nano silver, way beyond colloidal silver, that's in the creams and the face spray, in the toothpaste, in the wound gel, and in the immune gargle. And it's amazing. And you're absolutely right. People that have acne have had incredible results with this. So I'm very thankful that you liked it. And I hope you'll continue to support DrJonesNaturals.com, because my dad's our big sponsor. The deep state's coming after him. And so it's a strategic place to support, plus they're great products. DrJonesNaturals.com. Anything else you want to add?
No, just I appreciate you, and God bless.
Thank you for your support. Now, please take action by going to DrJonesNaturals.com today and checking out the amazing products.